At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Unders in the NBA hovering around 70% since the All-Star break. This league is completely flipped from what it was in the first, you know, 2-3 months of the season. The best teams to the under since the break, well, two of them are meeting tonight, Paulie. The Bucks are 6-0 to the under since the All-Star break, and the Warriors are 7-0 to the under. And currently speaking at DraftKings, the total is 226.5. Is that a number that would be high enough for you to go under?
Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect storm, though, too, because Milwaukee's completely flipped things defensively. Now, they're also sitting there like 17th. I think they're 17th in offense under Doc Rivers, too. So,
and very slow pace.
Yeah, right. So that's, and plus, you would think, pride tonight as Golden State's coming off the embarrassment when the game was over in the first quarter on national TV.
Yes.
Against Boston. So that's another one, which let's do a better job defensively. That whole game plan, let's leave Jaylen Brown and others wide open and what transpired there.
Right.
So I love the Warriors if Freak doesn't play, but it's being priced like Freak's not going to play. So it's a doable schedule the rest of the way for Golden State. You're not completely dead. If you have the win total over, you know, it's difficult, not impossible. But still, these are big, big games here because of, you know, you don't want to be that 9-10 seed. And we'll talk about that with the Lakers coming up, too. So it's a bounce back for Golden State. Looks like Freak won't play, and that would be Golden State in the under for me.
Yeah, so you knew that the flip was going to come for the Bucks at some point under Doc Rivers. It did not happen right away, but because they were so bad defensively for so long to begin the season, after a head coaching change, like it's inevitable, like at one point things will change a little bit, and they're too good. They have too good of a history here on defense to not flip from where they were at.
And the transition defense was non-existent under Griffin.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing, too. Some
that
of this,
and how he was playing, yeah. Brook Lopez was completely ass backwards.
You're right. Some of this was just coming down to effort and that, too. And the other thing is you're getting a much better Damian Lillard since the break, too.
Right.
And he was sensational in the win against the Clippers.
Again, remember, when we came on the air on Monday after All-Star, whenever it was, came back from vacation, the biggest question mark I had was, is that going to be the Damian Lillard we get in the second half of the season? It was All-Star weekend Dame. Is it going to be Dame time now moving forward? Because we never really got that guy. Now, I will say, it appears we are, but going back to the day they made that trade, I really questioned why the Bucks gave up Jrue Holiday and not Chris Middleton. And I said at the time, I don't know if the trade would have been able to get, you know, completed, it, you know, if it would have been accepted at that point. But there's the worst part, and that was not even seen, that the Celtics were going to swoop in and get Jrue Holiday afterwards. But you could not, if this team had Jrue Holiday still, who I ripped on because he was horrible defensively against the Heat last year, but if they would have kept Holiday, they don't even have, Middleton doesn't even play.
Oh, every 2 weeks it's a gun and a ski mask when the direct deposit hits. He's missed like 14 games in a row. I mean, it's asinine how much money he makes.
He was robbing the bank the day he signed the contract.
Yeah.
So other teams that are really, really good to the under since the All-Star break, the Pistons actually did go over last night. So 6-1 now to the under since the break. The Knicks, the opening number, they went under, but the closing number, they went over. So we'll call them 6-1 to the under since the break.
Yeah. Orlando's the 4 seed now. This is getting interesting. The Sixers, I think the Sixers are going to get like the 8. Who knows? Maybe Orlando, I mean, Orlando definitely will catch them, past them. Indiana could catch them. I mean, who knows? And now Maxey got a concussion.
Yeah.
And you can't mess around with something like that. Who knows what that's going to be, that situation is like.
Here's one for you, because if they get the eight, let's say they make the playoffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Embiid's back, and he's got a little time here to get healthy. And Maxey, and we're talking Celtics, Sixers, first round, 1-8, with a if Embiid could be healthy at that point.
Oh, he's never healthy, but that's...
No, I know. Right.
I know, but that's certainly, I mean, this is the way you look at the schedule. Same thing's in play for the Knicks. And we'll talk to Tom Haberstroh coming up, but does Randle come back in April? Does Randle doesn't have surgery? When are the Knicks going to get healthy? Because you're going to look up and you're, my God, we're going to be the 7, 8, or 9 seed.
Yep. The Magic are also 6-1, another under big time last night in that game against the Hornets. So they're 6-1 under since the break. I will point this out with tonight's game. The Magic are taking on the Wizards. The opening total last night was 226.5. It's already been bet down to 224.5. Keep that in mind. They have played Washington 3 times this year. The first game had a total of 236.5. The final score was 139-120. The second game had a total of 235.5. The final was 130-125. And the last time they played, the total was 236. So all three totals were between 235.5 and 236.5, that final score was 127-119. All three games went over with no problem whatsoever. Tonight, you're telling me the total is now 12 points shorter than what it was in the previous three meetings when they all went over, no problem? Is this too big of an adjustment because of the current form?
Yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of that lately. That the markets are just blindly going unders with the 70% run, and we're getting carried away. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know.
The other thing, too, is, you know, I see the people sending the tickets in as well. Dream a little dream with me, the 200-1 that the Wizards lose out. So they'll lose tonight. Friday, they're at home against Charlotte, at Memphis, Detroit at home, and Portland at home. I think that's definitely in play.
Oh, they could beat Charlotte.
Well, yeah, they could. But I'm saying if they lose that game, then it's because every single team has got a price attached to it. When will the Wizards get their next win? And 200-1 is they don't get it done. So, I mean, you just saw Utah sat some people, and they still got obliterated the other night and scored 75 at halftime and still got routed. So, this team is just horrendous.
Other teams who are really, really good to the under since the break, Suns now. That game went to overtime last night, still went under. 7-0 to the under since the break, and the Hornets are 7-1 to the under as well. And you have a big card tonight. And the totals now are really, really coming back to the pack. I'll give you one here. Is this one still too high? Clippers Rockets is 223. Clippers have been not great offensively since the break.
No, I know.
And they're playing in lower scoring games.
Yeah, that could be a little high. Houston on a back-to-back and also a much better team at home.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I wouldn't lay the 7 with the Clippers either, but the Clippers should be ready to go after getting the embarrassing loss to the Milwaukee and blowing that lead as well. Here's what I'm intrigued by. The door is open for the Lakers. Big game tonight at home against the Kings. They are 0-2 this year against Sacramento. I took 3.5 with Sacramento. The Lakers don't leave California until March 26th. It's all home games, and they go to Sacramento coming up. So this is doable because Dallas is a mess right now, worst defense in the league since the break. Phoenix has that tough schedule. Suddenly, when you look at this, and the Lakers have won 7-10. They could maybe get the 7 or the 8 seed now and get out of that dreaded 9-10. Or you're looking at if we lose our season's over. So the door's open for the Lakers. They're playing great ball. But then, to me, it's the George Costanza here. I like the Kings do the opposite. They're schizophrenic. They went to Cleveland in February and got blasted. They lost at home to the Pistons. And then they won, and they beat Denver by 30 the next game. Lost at OKC, lost at Phoenix, then beat Denver again on the road. Barely beat San Antonio at home, then went to Los Angeles and routed the Clippers. Got beat at home by Miami, and Butler didn't play. And they were laying 7 in that game. And then went to Minnesota and won, and then just blew a 22-point lead at home against the Bulls.
Right.
Do the opposite. I think the Kings win tonight. Coming off that poor performance in second half against Chicago.
It all makes way too much sense.
It's crazy.
They are consistently inconsistent.
That's right.
Basically, it's the same thing.
Right. And that's also an enormous game also for seeding, too, because the door's open for the Lakers. And Sacramento also has this tough schedule coming up. So who's going to get that 6, 7, 8, 9? Is, you know, certainly Golden State's got a manageable schedule. This is wild because it's night and day to get that 6 compared to even the 7, or even from the 7 compared to the 9 seed.
Well, and then, you know, when we're sitting here talking about the Wolves blowing some games that they should not lose, right. Same thing with OKC and how that could haunt them for the 1 seed overall. Got to say the same thing about Denver. All these games are big when the teams are tight for the 1 seed and all these seeding purposes at the end of the year. That could be a game last night at home. You're playing so well since the break. The Suns are without Devin Booker, and you lose that game. You're up 3 with 30 seconds to go, which, okay, it's not the biggest lead, obviously, of all time.
You're
not supposed to lose that game at home. Yep. You could be looking at that one in 3 weeks saying, boy, they don't blow that one. Nuggets would have been the 1 seed. So, I don't know. Some of these numbers, they look like that Magic game. I get it, people betting the under, it's been going that way, but you look at the previous 3 matchups, they all flew over a much higher total than where it's at right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.